This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We're gonna get to some randoms. I've got a little inspiration for your weekend of partying ahead, if any of you are gonna party this weekend.
Ow!
From an athlete, or sportsman, I should say. But first, you were talking about what Adam Silver said. I don't know what he said, but we have the audio. Are we going to play the audio?
We do. Yeah. This is, what press conference was he at?
This was at the NBA governor's meeting.
Okay.
And he was essentially asked by a reporter about the rising cost of being able to watch all the NBA games, them being on different networks and different markets, and how the cost is going up for the casual consumer. Yes. And this is what he had to say.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport. Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that people, that is advertising-based, that consumers can consume.
So don't worry about watching our product and you can't afford it. Just watch the highlights.
They're free.
Because we're a highlight league. Oh my God.
Wait, doesn't that sounds a little out of context.
No, that is perfectly in
that,
context.
The question he was asked was about the rising cost. Yes. I mean, there's a longer, bigger answer.
So he's saying, he doesn't have a good answer, but he's the best thing he can say is, well, some of our stuff's free.
It's a highlight league and those are free.
May I point out that I believe that New York Times is behind a paywall?
Yeah, a pay firewall, if you ask him, which is not what it's called.
Oh.
I imagine.
No, you got it right. Paywall. He said pay firewall.
Oh, is that what he said? I missed that.
Imagine Roger Goodell, though. If he was and was asked the question, hey, you know, now we have games on Peacock and you've got them on Amazon Prime, and are you concerned that your fan base is getting more expensive to watch? And Roger Goodell would simply say, well, a lot of our content's free, and we're more of a highlight league anyway, so you don't really need to watch. You can just consume the highlights for free. How out of touch.
Bottom line, they're ass.
He is so out of touch. Now he's got this whole Steve Ballmer thing on his hands, which, by the way, just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
I mean, whatever you think of Adam Silver, boy, it sure seems like he is ill-equipped and his eye off the ball. It seems like he's so obsessed with growing the game internationally that you're just actively pissing off like your core fan base here, or that you're trying to so hard to market to like 18 and 20-year-old kids that don't have any like any focus. Just the idea of telling a 35 or a 45-year-old man, don't worry about seeing our best players. You can watch them on TikTok. You can watch highlights, because really we're a highlight league. I mean, what an ignorant statement.
Isn't it funny how when commissioners first start, generally, not all, but generally we're like, oh,
yeah,
love this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. New, fresh idea, you know, seems real smart. And then if they stay for any longer than 5 years, we end up thinking they're a boob.
Start picking them apart.
Those jobs just must be harder than,
I don't
than
know.
We think.
I mean, still, that's your answer? We're a highlight league, so don't worry. I mean, essentially, you're telling them, you don't need to watch our league. Don't worry. A lot of people aren't.
I like Adam Silver, or at least theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
But under his watch, the NBA has gotten way worse.
Yes. I feel like that.
And I don't know if that's all his fault, but yeah. I mean, he is the commissioner.
Yes. I personally find, of the major sports, and it's not even close, I find the NBA by far the least watchable. I know that's the only game in town. And most of the time I consume the NBA, it's simply because of that, because of our job. And I try to follow what Portland's doing because of that. But from a pure standpoint of what I enjoy watching, I am not tuning into the NBA for my own personal enjoyment.
Well, I just feel like, I mean, we're biased. Let's be honest. I mean, you and I are bigger baseball fans than mm-hmm. NBA fans.
Yeah.
But, and so there is that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I try to look at it objectively and say, is that sport, because baseball has had, objectively speaking, baseball has had a lot of problems.
Sure.
But baseball
is addressing
it. Has addressed them.
Yeah.
And they haven't all worked, but a lot of them, like the baseball's getting better.
Yes.
For a lot of reasons, and they've tackled those reasons. Mm-hmm. NBA is not doing, it's almost as if Adam Silver doesn't understand why they're not more popular.
Yeah.
It's like they're not seeing the problems
yeah.
when it seems like they're pretty glaring and obvious, but I don't know.
I just couldn't
Maybe
believe,
it's harder than
I
think.
Just couldn't believe when I heard that answer. He kind of laughed. It's a highlight league. A highlight league, so hey, don't watch.
How old is Jonah Tong?
Oh, they're all, these guys that they brought up are all in their 20s.
He looks 12.
Yes. Well, and it's weird because the best guy they brought up, McLean, he looks like he's 35, but he's like 24. I think the Tonger's like 22.
Very strange. He looks very young. By the way, leadoff walk, any good?
Please don't.
Any good?
Don't do
hey,
that.
Big night for the Tonger. Going up against DeGrom in New York City.
Yeah, he just turned 22.
Playoff race.
The Tonger. You think he keeps a bowl of candy in his locker?
What? What does that mean?
The Tonger.
Oh, he's yeah, making Sam Tong, our...
Ah!
Yeah, our sales guy.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Tonger.
Odyssey
Never Q. heard about the Tonger.
Gotcha.
The Tong, by the way, if you haven't noticed, he's got a real Tim Lincecum sort of feel to him.
He does, yeah. Yeah.
He's got that weird kind
he's
of delivery.
He's like the Asian Tim Lincecum.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, let's get to the Kahai stuff. It is getting worse and worse. I don't know if anybody's seen that.
It's not. Well, the saving grace for the NBA is there's just so much else going on right now that this is kind of flying underneath the radar, but it's not going to go away.
So we've got that, and then some inspiration for your weekend of partying with audio, next on The Fan. A few new developments in the Kawhi Leonard saga with the Clippers. You remember us telling you about that? He was getting paid by a fake company.
The more they keep pulling on the thread here, the more it's clear that the Clippers, whether it's Steve Ballmer or other people in the organization, were paying Kawhi Leonard under the table.
Yeah, so the latest is that a limited partner with the Clippers, so mm-hmm. one of the minority owners,
yeah.
was the one who sent nearly $2 million to a now bankrupt company. That's that the tree company. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Aspiration.
Yeah, sorry. You know, so now, here's what you're going to get. Not only are you going to get Sook wallowing about the Mets, but you're going to get me wallowing about the Mets because I'm watching it, too. I should just change the channel, but it's already one to nothing.
I should
Rangers.
Change it as well because told you it's not going to go.
It's
well.
Not.
I've accepted our demise.
So the company was Aspiration, whatever. Okay, so they were the one that paid Kawhi $28 million for an endorsement deal in which he did nothing.
Yes.
And the insinuation is that because Ballmer is a $50 million investor in Aspiration, that's how they circumvented the cap and they were paying Kawhi to do nothing, but they were giving him extra to get him to play for the Clippers. Okay, yes. So it turns out that one of the Clippers owners is the one who sent $2 million to Kahai or to Aspiration to pay Kahai for his no-show job. Well, now, and I don't know if it's Pablo Torre that's figured this out.
Yeah, he's the one.
It was. He dropped the latest crumb.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was that back in 2022, Leonard played in 26% of games due to right knee stiffness before the reported $1.75 million delayed payment was made by Aspiration, which that's the payment that came from the Clippers minority owner.
Yes.
The day after it was deposited, Leonard went on to play 82% of the Clippers total games to close out the season.
Yeah. Awful coincidence.
Sure seems like Kawhi was like, well, you're late on my payment and I've got stiffness. Oh, we're good. So,
dude.
Yeah, it's...
He had them over a barrel.
Yes. Well, and it's since come out that he was asking for a bunch of these perks to stay in Toronto. He wanted a piece of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Isn't even possible.
It's not even possible.
And they were getting increasingly uncomfortable with it, which is why it was easier for them to kind of move on from him.
And so basically, he's got this uncle that basically it works as his de facto voice. And they were asking for a bunch of illegal ways around the salary cap. So this kind of reeks of Cam Newton, where they were asking one school for illegal money, and then that school wasn't comfortable doing it. And so they end up in another place and we're like, no, we just came here out of the goodness of our heart. So it sounds like he was asking the Lakers, he was asking the Raptors, and that suddenly the Clippers came out of nowhere and he signed with LA. They gave up a butt ton to go get Paul George, which apparently he demanded or he wasn't going to sign there. And now we have clearly this $28 million package that gets worse and worse and worse. I mean, at some point, Steve Ballmer, you look like a clown trying to explain this away as like coincidence. Like, we know what happened. Now the question becomes, you know, what is Adam Silver willing to do about it? Or does he have any teeth at all? Or is he afraid of Ballmer and this is kind of going to get swept under the rug? But Pablo's not stopping. Pablo just kind of keeps grinding on this.
And as people have pointed out, it almost feels as though Pablo puts something out, he waits for people to deny stuff, and then he blasts them with something new that their deniability goes out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, he baits them.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
But just the idea that
I'm here
Kawhi
for
Leonard's like, hey, you guys haven't paid me and Aspiration doesn't have any money to pay. One of the Clippers owners gives him $2 million, and miraculously that payment gets made the next day. And
he's feeling better.
And now he's playing the very next day? I mean, jeebus.
Yeah.
If Pablo Torre is finding this out, look, if Adam Silver doesn't want to find out about this, this is like when a school investigates itself and then they find out that they've done no wrong. Hey, we did a thorough internal investigation and we found out we're even better than we thought. Like, this is an embarrassment to the NBA.
So I know you like it, the occasional drink.
What, me?
Well, a lot of people think you're Mormon.
No.
Oh, you're not?
I did go to that institution, though. I was for a brief period.
This is breaking news.
Yeah. I mean, for those that listen to the show, we know your story, but some people may not. And they think BYU, oh, the Mormon guy?
I'd like to have a drink. Or two. Or
we all do. Yeah. I think all three of us do.
Thank you.
So does Terrell Hatton of golf fame.
Yes.
So I wanted to play you a little audio to inspire you guys for your weekend of partying. Now, do this all responsibly, okay?
Well, I'll be drinking at Jerry's at about 7:15, so let's go.
But Hatton made the European Ryder Cup team.
Yes.
He's from England. And he explained, so he was doing his media press conference for this tournament that they're all playing at on the DP World Tour this week, because they're all tuning up for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Both teams are in their respective corners. The U.S. guys are all playing in Napa.
Getting ready to pounce.
And the European guys are all playing overseas, and they're going to meet in New York.
And then have a rumble. In America, yeah!
2 weekends, we get the Ryder Cup. I tell you what, Buck mentioned it. The Ryder Cup, 2 weekends, the weekend of the 27th, 28th, I think. Mm-hmm. You have the Ryder Cup, the last weekend of the Major League Baseball races, and you have Oregon Penn State.
And I think there's other headline NCAA games that weekend too, but for Northwesterners here, that's going to be nice.
Dude, let's go.
So once they called Hatton and told him he was on the Ryder Cup team, he said he got housed.
When I did actually get back into the room, I fell across the bed sideways and face down in that position, and then I've woken myself up throwing up in that position. I've then fallen back asleep in that position. And then as I've woken up, I've got like sick all down my arms, both sides, all down my shirt. I get off the bed, I walk around to the bathroom looking there, I'm like, oh my god, I've got sick in my face, in my beard. How I set an alarm to make the flight for the a few hours time, I don't know. But yeah, then waking up in a slightly more sober state was horrendous. And having to clean up that. I mean, I ended up calling Emily. I was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I was rushing to make the room somewhat acceptable before leaving.
So he did say, so did you catch up? Did everybody catch on?
Yes.
So he got to the hotel room, he passed out,
yeah.
Woke up, puked all over himself, passed
yeah.
out.
Same position.
Woke up again, yeah. Sick all over him.
Yeah.
He had to clean it up. He did say that he left money on the
hotel and that's what, you
nightstand.
Know, yeah.
And he said, he left a note. He said, throw this stuff away, you don't clean it. But he piled it up, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. What do you leave on a tip on that? Couple hundy?
For a guy like him, he's worth millions.
Yeah.
I think.
You're leaving $300, $400
$500.
I was going to say. Like, yeah. You're leaving a couple hundred.
He just soiled their whole.
You just destroyed a set of sheets and some other stuff and caused the carpet cleaning, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they'll overlook it. They'll be like, I mean, if I were someone cleaning hotel rooms and I saw that, I would be pissed. Yeah. But then if there were $500 sitting on the nights, I'd be like, okay, fine.
That's fine. And then you're right. You just set it on fire. Now, the question also becomes, as an experienced barman,
what was he drinking?
Well,
or like, how do you get that?
That's what I want to know. So this is one of those, like, is he must not be much of a drinker.
Or he's a problem drinker.
Or he's a,
It's that. We don't have the audio of that because it was kind of, it was a lot of back and forth. But he basically says, when people go hard and drink, I'm the guy that always throws up. Like, this is what happens when I drink. I go hard and I go so hard that I do this. Okay. It's happened before. If we win at Bethpage, it'll happen again.
He's that guy. He was saying that some people don't puke after getting really housed. Sure. I almost never do.
Yeah.
But he says he does. He just has to get rid of it. So he's always.
But when you hear what he's drinking, it makes sense that he'd have to get it out.
Yeah. So of course you're going to throw up. Listen to this. This is what he had to drink.
Okay. Well, I had like 6 glasses of wine at dinner. And then I had a double gin and tonic that I was drunk at a very normal rate. And then John was deciding what he wanted. And he said, this rum is sour. So I was like, perfect. Go on then. So they just go down very easily. And then I was an idiot and started the chant of basically getting someone to down it. Which then every cocktail that then followed was a shot. So we then ran out of this rum sour. The guy at the bar made some hazelnut sour, which wasn't great. There was a few of them. Then there was a margarita. And then there was this strawberry vodka thing. God, it was aggressive.
So 6 glasses of wine.
He's in the teens.
Di Serrano Sours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you missed the double gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Double gin and tonic.
But he drank those. Actually, there was 2 of those, but he drank them at a regular rate.
A very normal rate, yeah.
So that's 6. That's 10 right there.
Di Serrano Sours.
Which is really sweet. Di Serrano's amaretto flavored liquor.
By the way, those are pretty delightful.
God,
I might add.
Dude.
So we're 10, and then I don't know how many Di Sorrentos he had, but let's assume that he had 2 of those.
And then he said they switched to hazelnut sours. That's like a Frangelico sour. He said it wasn't good, and it doesn't sound good either.
Then a margarita?
Yeah.
And then a strawberry vodka thing?
Yeah. So we're
and some shots?
Yeah, we're in 20.
20 drinks?
We're at 20. Nice.
By the way, listen, I have to. Yes. Yes.
Why? Why?
Well, because it's just so predictable.
What?
The Mets and Rangers are in the first inning.
I told you.
It is the top of the first. Mm-hmm. It is 6-0 in favor of Texas. Jonah Tong did not get out of the first inning. They are pulling him. So.
6-0. 6.
I mean, the Mets are, I mean, last night we were at Alien Aim, we were talking about the Mets, and they were up 4-0.
In the first inning.
And very predictably, we said they would be down
6-4.
6-4 by the fourth.
No, I was off.
You were off. They were down 6-4 by the sixth.
Yeah. And lost 6-4.
But going into tonight, it was kind of predictable with Jacob DeGrom pitching for Texas and the rookie for the Mets. Like, if I had said, hey, Sook, Texas is going to be up 6-0. Tong's not even going to, they're going to bat around before he gets pulled.
Yeah.
You would be like, yeah, that absolutely tracks.
Yes, 100%.
And that's what happened.
I do appreciate that the Mets, before they tried to pull a Northwestern, like with Dan Lanning, and they sucked up to DeGrom. They played a big like video tribute to him and like gave him a standing ovation, like, please don't kick our ass. But it doesn't matter because we gave up 6 runs and that not even out of the first inning yet. And I don't think the Reds play today, but the Giants do. The only saving grace is they're playing the Dodgers, but the Mets could be a half game up in the wild card after tonight. Actually, the Reds do play the Athletics, so...
I hate to say it, this game is over already.
Yeah, we're not going to score 6 runs.
No, not against DeGrom. No. Or at least you shouldn't.
No, it is. Well, and you're also assuming that the bullpen that's coming in right now is not going to give up another run. I can assure you that they will. 100%.
Well, anyway, Tyrrell Hatton, European Ryder Cupper, drank a lot when he was...
It's a nice evening.
That's a big evening.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And yeah, there's a lot of sugar in what he was drinking.
Yeah, that doesn't get me as much. I don't, you know, people the say sugar? You shouldn't like mix liquors. I don't have any problem with
that. As a big rum guy, that's not surprising.
Because you
don't have an issue with that. The rum drinks get too sweet too quick.
The only thing that ever gives me a hangover is wine.
Tannins?
The red wine.
Yeah, red wine will, if we drink a bunch of red wine, I will wake up with a headache. Other than that, you're fine. You're good. You're good.
Not Tyrrell Hatton.
No. I do appreciate though his willingness to throw down.
I think he's an animal.
I like it.
He's by the way.
Everyone needs one of those.
He's the same guy that's always yelling and cursing out. Oh my God. Sorry. He's the same guy that's always yelling and cursing out there.
He's Captain F-bomb on the hot mic.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
You know what?
He's got a good sense of humor.
I'll tell you what, if I had to drink with one person on the Ryder Cup team, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You can always find, like, I'll make eye contact with that guy. Like, if you're at a bar and you're like, we doing this? Or like, let's go.
No, I think on the European team, I think I'm going with Shane Lowry.
Yeah?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he'd be more fun than Hatton's just an ass. Who would you most want to have a drink with on the U.S. Ryder Cup team?
Because
it's not a great
squad.
Justin Thomas?
Maybe.
No.
You think, what?
It's not Morikawa. It's not Scheffler. It's not.
They all seem just.
Oh, Ben Griffin, maybe?
Sam Burns?
I don't know enough. I don't know enough about Ben Griffin.
Well, we told you he's pretty funny. Like he's the one that is having a good time with his rise this year.
Oh yeah.
And
is JJ Spawn a good hang?
Doesn't seem it.
She's a skateboarder. Maybe he's cool.
You got to hang out with the doucher, are you?
Shoffley, DeChambeau. Maybe it is DeChambeau.
Boy,
what an indictment.
Does DeChambeau like?
I don't think so.
No?
He doesn't seem like a partier. I know he likes porn. I've heard that.
Well, supposedly he works out in his garage with his buddies. And while they're working out, on the big screen, there's porno.
I've heard that he watches porn on the range.
Boy, I just... The idea...
I mean, but who doesn't, of course?
Well, just the idea of someone being like, hey, man, you want to come over and work out? And I'm like, yeah, I'll come over. And then like... By the way, here's Ass Blasters Part 12. Like, what? What are we? What are you?
It is an odd thing to just choose to have on in the background. It's like,
and I get that it's his house and it's his gym, so his buddies have to go along with it. You need better friends because there needs to be one friend that's like, hey, dip ass, we're not doing this.
Well, and like, okay, on the range. How about some music? Can we do some music? Or maybe put on Gladiator, but porn on the range?
Apparently.
Weird.
I've heard some tales of that. It's got a bit of a problem. A lot of people saying.
Who wants Naughty Stepmom 7? Well, I've seen 1 through 4. I feel like I might be a little lost because I haven't seen the entire anthology.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
YouTube suggesting that Scottie Scheffler could be a kind of a low-key good hang that people aren't aware of.
I don't believe it.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Somebody mentioned Keegan Bradley, and it might be that.
Dude, I bet you Scottie Scheffler, one, he's going to talk about Jesus a lot, and he's just... that. No, I'm not. I can't. That is not a low-key good hang.
Sam Burns... Ben Griffin, maybe Keegs. And then if you get into the assistant captains, Kevin Kisner would be fun.
Oh, for sure he can tie one on. I thought you were onto something with Justin Thomas, though. I think that guy is a decent hang.
Okay. Look, it's slim pickings.
At least watch college football with him. Big Alabama fan.
All right. Coming up next.
Roll Tide.
It is time for In the News. We have fake bomb threats. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, Sammy Long. It is September 12th, 2025. It is time now on our show for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated. All rise.
Now we can sit back.
This segment is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is World Dolphin Day.
Oh, dolphins are great.
They're great.
Yeah, maybe not really. They're actually kind of bastards, but...
But they're a really interesting animal.
Yes. Very smart. Shall I say? Fascinated by dolphins.
Fish. They're interesting fish. No.
I don't think they're fish.
Yeah.
They're mammals, right?
Yeah. They're an interesting animal.
Yeah.
It is also National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Mm.
When's the last time you had a chocolate milkshake?
I don't know.
The chocolate milkshake is the single favorite treat of the two Buckley boys.
Really?
So we get them frequently.
Mm, nice. Where do you get them? Who has the best chocolate milkshake?
There's a diner that's like on the way back from the coast when we go to and from that we often stop at. It's called Gem 99. It's out in Newburgh. But Cannon would tell you Old McDonald's is his favorite milkshake, chocolate milkshake.
Mm.
Called Old McDonald's.
I'm guessing.
You need to get that kid out more.
Well, I'm not taking him out for a lot of milkshakes.
Yeah, dude, I'm guessing it's been 20 years since I've had a chocolate milkshake. Like, I would never get one. It's like my least favorite milkshake flavor. Like, if someone brought in chocolate milkshakes and was like, here you go, I might have some, but that...
What's your go-to milkshake flavor?
If I'm doing basic, it's probably just going to be like a strawberry. But like, you get into some cookies and cream, you can get into some strawberry banana, maybe a mint Oreo.
Ooh, mint Oreo.
But like, there's like a million flavors that I'm getting before chocolate.
There are places around here, different Oregon like diners and eateries that'll do like summer wild berry shakes, like a Marion berry or a blackberry shake. Those get pretty tasty.
There you go.
Well, isn't that the Burgerville thing?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. That's what they do.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had one, and I won't have one because they're just. I'd rather have a vanilla shake.
Ooh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm with. What's his name? Ryan?
Buckley?
I'm Buck.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. All right.
No. No. Strong no.
Down in Salem, Oregon Senate Majority Leader Casey Jama?
Sure.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Could be.
And two other state lawmakers received bomb threats yesterday.
These things are all over the place.
All of which turned out to be false.
Yeah, a bunch of schools. I think seven HBCUs around the country received threats. This is a thing.
And this is terrible because this is where the whole boy who cried wolf parable comes in. It starts happening often enough, people stop taking him seriously, and then when someone is serious about it, no one reacts the way they should.
It is a real powder keg of dangerous times right now. It's scary.
We've got all by email, it says, and the Capitol Mall Area Command issued an update notifying all lawmakers of the threats and asking them to report anything concerning.
Yeah.
Three state legislators in all got the emails, and there was nothing to it.
Yeah, there's so much stuff flying around right now. You don't really know what to believe. I'm actually just taking an active position to try to just stay off. I'm trying to take a break and just. I've got friends, I've got relatives, and it just is so heated and anger and sadness, and it's bad right now.
Horsetail lawsuit news.
Ooh, there you go. Horsetail.
Yeah.
Someone get like whipped with a...
A horse lost its tail.
How do you...
You want to guess?
Someone cut it off or... Can I also ask a question?
And a little bit more whimsy.
Okay, this may be really dumb. And it probably is because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I owned a horse once.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't ever own a horse. It's the worst decision of all time. Is the horse tail anything other than just
like
hair?
Whipping flies?
I think it's a little bit like certain dog tails where there's something under there, maybe not bone to break, but I think the horse tail extends further than just the hair off of the horse tail, I think.
No one knows, huh?
I'm Googling for you.
Yeah, because that's what I... like.
No, a horsetail is not just hair.
Yeah.
It's a complex appendage consistent of vertebrae, muscles, and skin.
Okay, so it's
with
like...
With long hairs growing
so
from
like
the skin
tail.
To perform okay. various functions.
Okay.
Wow. Balance helps with their balance,
nice.
Pest control, you know, whipping the flies on. Huh. Communication, they communicate with it.
There you go.
The owners of a thoroughbred racehorse whose tail was torn off as she sprinted out of a starting gate during a race... have filed a $50,000 lawsuit against the operators of the Oregon racetrack where the mishap occurred.
So it was stuck in there and just ripped off, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Owners Bill and Roberta Feckes contend that an employee on the gate crew at Grants Pass Downs in Southern Oregon appeared to have wrapped their horse's tail around the back end of the starting gate enclosure or may have been holding onto it just before the race began on September 3rd of 2023.
Brutal.
The couple claims that a racetrack veterinarian instructed the employee to free the horse's tail, but the employee failed to do so before the race began. Such an incident is rare, but not unheard of.
Wow.
I feel like that lawsuit should be larger.
Yeah.
50,000?
Yeah, because you can't get that thing back. It's not a lizard. Like, you know,
I don't think they're lizards.
Well, I don't believe they grow back.
I don't think they grow back. I don't think that's the way that works. Oh, my God. I can only imagine how painful that is.
Yeah, there was a story of the same story happened in Pennsylvania weeks before the Oregon incident. A different horse lost its tail after it was wrapped around part of the starting gate enclosure. $22,000 lawsuit filed for
that. That's it? That's all a tail is worth?
Apparently, the horse died. I mean, the horse.
You're doing great.
The horsey was euthanized.
Really? You euthanized a horse because it
this one was
a tail?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
boy. If my dog lost his tail, I wouldn't. I look. I'm not a horse guy, so I'm gonna not make any sweeping judgments. I just wouldn't think that's a. You gotta kill the horse.
Now, ultimately, this mare was hospitalized.
Yeah.
and a veterinarian had to amputate much of what was left on the tailbone and soft tissue. But yeah. But the horse did live.
I just kind of always thought that maybe the horse tail was like more of like a nub sort of thing and then had hair falling down. So it extends, a lot longer. Huh. Yep. Interesting.
That's rough.
Yeah, that is that's
surprised that doesn't happen more often.
That's heartbreaking though. Horse goes lunging out of there and it doesn't even want to. You're in there whipping it or kicking it and then it's like a bad Jackass prank. I mean, like the horse's tail stuck.
You ever see those disaster videos at like amusement parks where a gal's hair gets stuck in the roller coaster and then they drop and it rips out? It feels like that.
Ugh. Yeah. I thought I broke my dog's tail once and I felt really bad. Because Akitas have a curly tail. And we were running around in this big open field. And all of a sudden I turned around and there was another dog. And so my dog usually doesn't run after anything or whatever. So I just kind of turned around and I was like, oh, I'll put him on his leash real quick. And I grabbed his tail to hold him still while I put the leash on him. And something spooked him. Like when I grabbed his tail, he kind of like jumped. And so it ended up pulling and I heard like kind of like a pop and then his tail went limp. You know, it hung down. And it stayed down for like 3 hours. And I was like, oh my God, I broke my dog's ass. I thought I broke his tail. I felt so bad. I was trying to curl it up and it just kept flopping back. And I was really concerned. I felt bad for the big guy.
Well, they can break their tails.
Yeah. I thought I did. I think he sprained it. But a couple hours later, it curled back up. And
my wife's first wiener dog had a crooked tail because it broke.
Yeah.
He just, it was fine.
Well, it concerns me when his tail is down. I always wonder, like, he's got limp tail. I always think something's wrong. I'm like, buddy, what's happening there with the tail? It's always curly.
Yeah, you shouldn't grab your dog by the tail.
No.
That's,
well, I didn't really grab it. I just, like, held it. Yeah, anyway, I learned. Don't do that.
Is Portland sinking?
Really?
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, this is in the news, September 12, 2025. One last story for you here. This is a question. It comes from Ray in Southeast. Two Willamette Week, not to us.
Okay.
You know how Willamette Week.
Is it Ray sending in questions? Does In the News take questions?
we sure do.
Wow.
And the club. We're doing Seen and Heard in Portland, too.
Yeah, and we'll answer them by doing a quick Google search for you. You don't even have to Google.
No.
No, this is Willamette Week does this, and they often post.
Who says technology's taking our jobs?
The better questions. Why is Portland sinking into the earth? Ray says cities around the world are sinking. Causes include sheer mass of buildings, like in New York City, fracking, like in Houston, and tapping of underground aquifers, like in L.A. Portland is subsiding as well. However, we have few skyscrapers, no fracking, and piped-in water.
Hey, look at us.
How do geologists explain our slow descent to hell?
Is this a slow descent to hell, or is this one of those a real slow descent to hell where they tell me, like, in 9,000 years, we're screwed?
The leading cause of subsidence is groundwater depletion. Sediment layers are supported in part by water. Pump the water out, and the layer compacts. This is big in Southern California, and it's part of what is happening here. Our big problem, according to Willamette Week, is that we are built on crappy, loose ground.
Okay, so...
So our soil is not only compressible, it also liquefies when you shake it.
I understand we're sinking.
Which is why we're all going to die when the earthquake hits.
Like, what is the impact of us sinking?
Oh, I don't know that there is one. Ray just wanted to know. And it's a good question. If it's not skyscrapers, fracking, or tapping into aquifers, what is it here?
Crappy planning.
It's our crappy-ass ground.
Way to go. So basically, we were just built like on an Indian barrier ground. Like, it's just nothing good. Nothing good's happening on our soil.
Well, it rains a lot.
Well, isn't everything killing us? Aren't we all sinking? Isn't this all just inevitable?
Hey.
We're all screwed.
Mets are on the board.
I've turned it off. I can't.
No, they're on the board.
I don't care.
Seriously.
I don't care.
Somebody hit a home run.
Oh.
All the way over the fence and everything?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oppo.
Fat Alvarez.
Oppo Taco.
So it's 6-1?
6-1.
I honestly, for my mental health, I've turned it off and
what are you watching now?
Colorado Houston.
Oh.
I can't. I just can't at this point. It's not good. I can't focus on the show if every 2 seconds I'm looking up as the Mets wallow further into mediocrity.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. Please.
That is In the News, September 12, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. How about a snow room and a crazy good sports trivia question for you before we get to Joey Harrington coming up next hour on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.